Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the beginning of the November meeting of the ISB. We have a busy agenda, full agenda, and we are going to start with 12A. Leonardo, or Michael, are you going to introduce?
No? Leonardo.
Okay. Consolidated financial statements, please.
Good morning, everybody. Agenda paper 12A discusses the due process set followed in the finalization of the proposal draft. Distribution of assets between an investor and its associate or joint venture. Proposed amendment to IFRS 10 and IAS 28. We provide a summary of the proposed amendment in paragraph 6 to 11 of the paper. In October, 14 ISB members centrally decided to finalize this amendment. We are required to formally ask whether any ISB members intend to dissent to the proposed amendment. So the first question in page 6 of the paper is, do any ISB members intend to dissent to the finalization of the proposed amendment?
No. No.
I do. You know, for the reasons we discussed, I think partial gain recognition is the better answer. That's all.
Okay. Paragraph 14 of the paper summarizes the changes to the exposure draft agreed by the ISB in October. We think that these changes are not fundamental and respond to the feedback received. So we recommend that the amendments of IFRS 10 and IAS 28 should be finalized without re-exposure. We recommend that the mandatory effective date for the amendments should be 1st January 2015, because the amendments are narrow in scope and because entities are required to apply those amendments prospectively. We expect to issue the final amendments in Q1 of 2014. Appendix A of the paper sets out the due process steps that were taken since publishing the exposure. We think that we have met all the due process requirements so far. Consequently, we ask the ISB three questions in page 7 of the paper. Question 1 is the ISB satisfied that all requirements due process steps for the publication of the final amendments have been complied with? The second is, does the ISB agree that the proposed amendments to IFRS 10 and IAS 28 should be finalized without re-exposure? The third one is, does the ISB agree that the mandatory effective date of the amendments should be 1st January 2015? Thank you.
Agreed.
Okay.